Everybody spent a lot of time talking with Tom after practices, during practices, the last couple of days. What kind of relationship do you guys have, and what have these practices been like for you guys?
Yeah.
Swap stories?
Yeah. No, I mean, I've got a great relationship with Tom, and really it's so much of it throughout our careers. I mean, we're similar in age. He's a year older than me. I guess this is going on his 13th year, my 12th year. A lot of it's just been, for me, watching from afar, you know, and of course there's those times where we'll see each other in the offseason, we'll talk or text message here and there, but really it's kind of admiring from afar. I mean, I think any, for me, I know during the offseason when I'm looking at the things that I want to get better at, maybe trying to introduce new concepts into our offense or just thinking about that next season, I very often turn on the tape of other quarterbacks in the league just to watch what they're doing, how they're doing it, and Tom has certainly always been one of those guys that I watch.
Do you think you guys got what you wanted to get out of the two?
Yeah, I do. I do. This worked out very well going from the Hall of Fame game here. We're already up in the north, northeast. Obviously, it's, you know, it's before the first preseason game, but we've been going at it for 2 weeks now, so you kind of break up that monotony of camp. We like getting out of that humidity down in New Orleans. If you've ever been down there this time of year, it's not too pleasant during camp. But to come up here and to, you know, just kind of get a fresh, you know, fresh outlook. You go against a different scheme, a different set of personnel. You know, it's almost like a scrimmage type atmosphere each day, even though, you know, today was with the shells on, so it's no contact, but you're still getting different looks that you otherwise wouldn't get. And then we go play them in a game tomorrow, and we're going up against, you know, the defending AFC champions, and a team that's arguably one of the best teams in the AFC year in and year out. So the type of competition we're getting by coming here is great for our team. I think it makes us all better.
The game, what are the biggest challenges this defense presents for y'all tomorrow night?
You know, it's different in scheme than what our defense does and what we've been going up against here for the last 2 weeks. So there's some, you know, as you look at it just from personnel matchups and, you know, how you want to scheme them and that kind of thing, there's just some extra thought and effort that goes into that.
Hey, Drew, everybody seems to expect that with Sean out, you'll just replace him as the head coach somehow. How challenging is that aspect of what you face this year personally?
Yeah, first of all, nobody can replace Sean Payton. We do our best. I feel like we built a solid foundation here, thanks to Sean, with the type of assistant coaches that we have, the type of players that we have, type of leadership we have. So you do the best you can. I still don't have all the answers. None of us do in regards to how exactly this thing's going to work, especially once Coach Vitt, who has been our interim head coach in essence, when he, you know, serves his suspension, who's going to be, in essence, our head coach. All those things are kind of still to be determined, and as you go through camp, that's the time to kind of establish your identity, see who steps up, see how it's all going to fit. Everyone finds their role, and then you go out, and within your role, you do your job, as Sean Payton would say, and I think the rest takes care of itself.
Drew, in that regard, how anxious are you for these games to begin and just forget everything else off the
field? I'm anxious. I was anxious to get into training camp. As all of us were, just to get on the field and start playing football again, because that's what we do, that's what we're paid to do, that's what we love to do. And it just eliminates so many of the distractions that we've had to deal with this offseason.
Do you have any preference in who fills in for Joe
Vitt? No, at this point, I feel like we've got a lot of guys that would have the ability to do that, and I think would do a great job. How it's going to be determined, I'm not exactly sure yet. I think we're just kind of making our way through camp, taking it one step at a time, and you know, we'll see how it shakes out.